NBA basketball Tuesday night, where the Los Angeles Lakers beat Oklahoma City 112-107. In that game, LeBron James had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. And that is the 30th. The final team, he had a lifetime triple-double. So he's had a triple-double against all 30 teams in the NBA, the first player to achieve that milestone. Meanwhile, Carmelo Anthony started for Portland, signs the contract with the Trailblazers. He was 4 of 14 from the field, had 10 points. And the Pelicans, New Orleans, beat the Trailblazers 115-104. Golden State, a 114-95 win over Memphis. And Sacramento beat Phoenix 120-116. Solomon Young had 14 points. Iowa State cruising to a 73-45 win over Southern Mississippi. Now, Cyclone coach Steve Prohm happy with his progress his team made, especially defensively.
You know, we changed our ball screen coverage, kind of gone from instead of ice and the flat showing, just trying to figure out what's easiest for our guys not to have to think so much and just be aggressive. It was better in the second half than it was in the first half. Obviously, got to continue to become a better rebounding team. And then we got to figure out how to make shots.
Iowa State wins despite making only 5 of 22 from three-point range. They are 3-1 on the season. Meanwhile, Northern Iowa shoots a sizzling 59%. And Ben Jacobson and the Panthers beat Tennessee Martin 87-67, now 5-0 on the season.
I really believe in our guys. You know, I believe in their work ethic. I believe in their abilities. Man, we got good players. And, man, I tell you what I really, really like is the way we pass the ball. The second half. That was the best that we have passed the ball in 5 games now. And that was fun to see.
Trey Burhau was the story for the Panthers last night. He poured in a career best of 36, including 8 of 11 from three-point range. As a team, the Panthers had 16 three-pointers, and they are back in play. No rest because they entertained Cornell on Wednesday night in Cedar Falls. Ashley Jones had 30 points and 20 rebounds, the first 30-20 effort in Iowa State history. The Cyclones roll to a 79-59 win over Texas Southern at Hilton Coliseum. It was Kids Day, Iowa State 2-1. They're back on the road traveling to North Dakota State on Friday night. Meanwhile, women's basketball set for Wednesday night. Iowa tries to get back on the winning track, and they will entertain Princeton. The Hawkeyes are 2-1. They were beaten by Northern Iowa last weekend by 20. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says the Hawkeyes, they'll need a lot of improvement against the 4-0 Princeton team.
I just believe that we're going to get a lot better. I know that we are because we have buy-in from our team. We've got really good leadership. We just, you know, have to improve on a lot of fundamentals right now, and that's us coaches. You know, that's on us.
Game time is set for 6:30 at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. The college football playoffs, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia still the top four teams. On the outside looking in is Alabama, Oregon, Utah, Penn State, Oklahoma, and Minnesota. Iowa is number 17, Iowa State number 22 this week. Now for the Hawkeyes and coach Kirk Ferentz, for one, he's not surprised with the success that Illinois enjoys this season. Winners of 4 straight, the Illini visit Iowa. It's the final game at Kinnick Stadium this season.
I didn't know when it was going to happen, but my sense was it was going to happen. And, you know, it is happening now. And, you know, again, I mean, I'll go back to when we were getting ready for Wisconsin, looking at that film, like that was not a fluke win. They earned that win the hard way.
Iowa has won 5 in a row in this series. They've won 10 of the last 11. Lovie Smith is the head coach at Illinois. Last year, the Fighting Illini in Champaign, embarrassed by the Hawkeyes, 63-0.
I mean, we were embarrassed right on our home turf last year. Iowa's a good football team. Of course, has an outstanding coach, outstanding program. So it'd be a big challenge for us to go on the road, but we accept that challenge.
Senior Day in Iowa City. It's Senior Day in Ames when Iowa State honors 20 seniors. The Cyclones entertain Kansas. Head coach Matt Campbell says it's a class that had blind faith when he took over the job in Ames.
The seniors that are seniors now were redshirt freshmen when we came into this program. There's probably a handful of those guys that they knew nothing about myself or staff. They just went through their freshman year and there was a head coaching change and everything changed. These guys stayed the course. I think that's today's society. That's hard to do.
And the Jayhawks come in 3-7. Both Iowa and Iowa State kick off Saturday. 11 o'clock is game time.